crash in Alliance Saturday morning takes the life of a Massillon area man. The repository reports a vehicle driven by 29-year-old Nicholas Randall was southbound on South Arch Avenue when he collided with a westbound box truck at State Street. The crash took place just before 3 a.m. Randall was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger was taken to Mercy Hospital in Canton with unknown injuries. It wasn't known if the truck driver was hurt. Police are investigating. Canton woman has been sentenced for a shooting in Alliance. 26-year-old Kenesha Miller was given 90 days in jail and fined $750 Wednesday after pleading no contest to misdemeanor charges of discharging a firearm, nearing prohibited premises, and aggravated menacing. Police say Miller fired a shot at a woman from a vehicle at North Freedom Avenue at 2nd Street July 21st. A Stark County grand jury declined to indict her on felony charges, including attempted murder, and sent the case back to Alliance Court. A bicyclist hit by a vehicle in Canton early Friday has died. 32-year-old Timothy Coverdale was taken to Mercy Hospital's intensive care unit with multiple injuries. He died just after 8:30 Saturday night. Highway Patrol says Coverdale was riding home from work on Whipple Avenue when he was hit by the southbound vehicle near 11th Street Northwest. Driver was a 32-year-old Tucson, Arizona resident. Alcohol is a suspected factor in the crash. Louisville firefighters rescued a person trapped inside a home after a tree fell onto it Friday night. In a Facebook post, officials say crews were called to the scene after reports of someone stuck on the second floor of the home. Nimishillen and Ostenburg Township firefighters assisted. Crews worked together to safely extricate the resident. No injuries were reported. Kent Regional SWAT team being honored by the U.S. Marshals Service as Law Enforcement Partner of the Year. 25-officer unit made up of members from six police departments serves Stark and Carroll counties. Under Canton Police Command, the team was recognized for its role in a Jackson Township motel standoff last November. When North Canton sniper Patrick Lewis was shot in the arm, the marshals praised the team's professionalism and dedication during the incident. Massillon can soon join other Ohio cities in banning camping on public property, a proposed ordinance before city council would prohibit people from sleeping or setting up tents on sidewalks, streets, or near buildings. Council expected to take up the issue tonight. According to The Independent, Mayor Jamie Sluth says the move is meant to address public safety and cleanup issues while also helping connect the homeless with local services. An Akron man facing felonious assault charges in connection with a shooting near Kent State University. Police say 19-year-old Jack Massey was arrested after an investigation into a Thursday night incident at Bar Lucci on North Water Street. An officer patrolling the area heard gunfire around 11:30. A fight had broken out at the bar. As it was being cleared, there were no reports of injuries. Former Columbiana County Corrections officer accused of assaulting two inmates will stand trial next year. 27-year-old David James Ferguson Grants of Youngstown is facing two counts of assault for separate incidents last September at the county jail. Prosecutors say he allegedly threw a handcuffed inmate to the floor and days later pushed another up a set of stairs before pinning him down. Both inmates were treated at Salem Regional Medical Center. The trial was originally set for next week but was postponed after a key witness became unavailable. Two-vehicle crash on I-680 in Boardman Friday evening took the life of a Pennsylvania man. The Highway Patrol says two cars were southbound in the left lane when one struck the other in the rear. The lead car hit the guardrail and three bridge supports before overturning. 39-year-old Alex Lowry of McKeesport was killed. The second car also hit the guardrail and overturned. The driver was not seriously hurt. Lowry was not wearing a seatbelt. Patrol says speed was a factor in the crash. At least nine people, including several juveniles, were injured early Sunday after a shooting at a party at an Airbnb in Bath Township. Police Chief Vito Sinopoli said officers responded just after midnight. Victims were transported to local hospitals. Police did not have an update on their conditions Sunday morning. Investigators learned a social media post advertised a party at the home and a large group of juveniles attended. It's unclear whether all nine victims suffered gunshot wounds. At least one person suffered a leg injury in a fall. An unknown suspect fired multiple shots inside the home and fled the scene. Responders from 11 local police and fire agencies, as well as the Ohio BCI, responded.